Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Rob. Hope you're doing well. You're listening to the Salgado Perspective. Thanks for joining. Today is January 10th, 2024. And if you're in the Northeast, wow, last night was a doozy. Some crazy rainstorms. There was a leak in my roof, and at one point it went from a slow drip to a fast drip to just a stream coming down. Thankfully, it only lasted for about 15 minutes, so not too much damage, and we're getting that taken care of. But yeah, so anyway, wanted to share some things with you. Some things that have been on my mind over the past week and a half, and things that I'm pretty excited about. I tried recording this a couple days ago. The sound quality wasn't great, and this may not be great either, but I'm just going to go for it. To lay the groundwork, I need you to know a few things about me. And as you know, one of my strengths is being very honest and transparent. I try to let you know what's going on with me, how I'm feeling, things that I'm struggling with. But I try to stay away from the details as much as I can. You've probably gathered some things over time, but I'm going to let you behind the curtain. I've been divorced now for about 4 years. And while it had nothing to do with the divorce, my ex-wife is currently seeing another woman. You can imagine the kind of things that initially went through my head about that. A few too many comparisons to Ross from Friends. But honestly, it's none of my concern. It doesn't bother me, and I don't worry about who she spends time with intimately. Aside from something that might have happened on New Year's, or close to New Year's Eve. But that's kind of what this is all about. Additionally, over this past summer, I considered entering into a coaching program, this thing called Done For You Coaching, where essentially they set you up with a ghostwriter, marketing strategist, content creators, and you act as the team leader to create your own coaching business. And this team, I was super excited about it when I found out, when I came across it. And I sat with the guys, we had some meetings. I mean, essentially, this is made for me. It's perfect. And I can dominate at it. But I couldn't afford it. I looked into some financing options. I looked into some borrowing, some money. Wasn't feasible at the time. A few months passed by, the price went down, and I still couldn't do it. You know, I mean, look, the fact of the matter is I live on a teacher's salary and I'm a single father. But I do feel like I have a lot of things to say, and that's why I'm here on the podcast. And y'all know I love coaching and I love talking and I love sharing of myself. So about a week before the end of the year, I got a text message from this group. There is now not only financing, but investors available. So if I were to submit an application and get accepted, there would be people that would be willing to front the cost and get me going on this. Even to the point where I don't have to pay them back until I'm profitable at a certain level. And if I dip below that level, I don't have to make any payment until I'm back at a certain point. It sounds great. And I've been really excited about it, but I'll be honest, I was stalling over the holiday break. I was stalling a little bit. So 2023 took its one last 1-2 punch at me and made sure that I got my my rear end in gear. And that's all that 2024 is about. Getting it done. All right. So let's get back to my ex. The Friday before New Year's Eve, there was a old military get-together. A few of the guys from our old unit were getting together. They were in town. And one of my close friends was going to be attending the party. But the rest of the crew weren't really my people. But they were my ex-wife's people. You know, when we met or when we started dating, I was away on a deployment. That deployment ended up being about 2 years for me. And my ex-wife's detachment joined us about a year, maybe a year and a month in. So, you can imagine it's kind of like, the original group and then the newbies. And this party that was happening the Friday before New Year's with most of the newbies. So I wasn't too interested in going anyway. But I did kind of want to see my old buddy. That was one of my close friends that was there. So anyway, I knew my ex would be there. And that's one reason I didn't want to go. On top of the fact that she and I don't have a great co-parenting relationship. And we were coming off the heels of kind of a pretty rough back and forth disagreement on some things. Friday night came and went. I ended up going out with a different group of friends and met my buddy out at some point, and we had a good time. But I didn't meet up with that crew. I did not see my ex-wife. So a couple days later, New Year's Eve, it's about 11:30 at night. My boys and I had decided to take a break from hanging out, and we were going to come back together for the ball to drop around midnight. So about 11:30, I made the mistake of opening Facebook, and I got hit hard because I saw all the pictures that happened that Friday night. And there was one in particular, one that, as I look back on it, was clearly, or at least in my opinion, done intentionally, especially considering the fact that we had just come off an argument, a pretty serious one. Well, it was a wonderful picture of my ex-wife with a couple other women, and as I stated, my ex-wife is dating another woman now. And I know at least one of the women in the picture is also a lesbian. And these three women, with my ex-wife closest, are huddled around the man that she considered getting with before she started dating me. And I know they had a little bit of history before we got together. And I have no ill will towards this guy, other than the fact that we were both competing for the same woman at the same time, way back when, 20 plus years ago. As I'm thinking about those pictures, my ex hugging on him and the other two women around him, and this guy having a big old smile on his face, you can imagine the kind of things that were going through my head. I was furious. I was fuming. It's 11:30 p.m., December 31st, and I'm thinking, how the hell am I going to get past this and move forward into 2024? How do I let this go? How do I leave this behind me? I can't bring this anger, this hate, this negativity, this jealousy. I can't bring it with me into the new year. And I didn't know what to do. I was stuck for a moment. And I'll credit my younger son, who happened to pass by briefly as I was scrolling through Facebook, and he saw how upset I was, and he simply said, "Well, you don't have to look at it." And he was right. But the image was still seared in my mind. So what do you do? Well, having come off of a training called the Nurtured Heart Approach, and having it in my mind that you have to be able to take negativity and use it and flip it, turn it into something better, and recognizing that WW has taught us to accept and act, I tried to pull out all the stops to figure out how to move forward and not let this stop me, not let this keep me stuck. So I got up, knocked out a few push-ups, did a little cleaning, washed a couple dishes, just tried to do anything to keep myself mentally moving forward, thinking about growth and movement instead of staying stuck. And then I remembered that application was waiting for me. So frantically, I open up my phone and I found this text message And I started submitting the application. And I don't even know what I wrote, but I know that I have so many things that I want to do and share and say. So I submitted the application to the coaching business. I think I spoke about things like I want to talk to young men and help them navigate this crazy world of 2024. I want to talk to young fathers and help them become better fathers. I want to talk to men that have been or going through a divorce, men that are going through a divorce and raising kids. I want to talk to Latinos, both men and women, who are trying to find their identity and their culture again, as the US has almost stolen it from us over the century plus of colonization and racism and control. So all of this was coming out in my words in this application. And lo and behold, 2 days later, I got accepted and I am in and I am moving forward now. There's going to be a book coming out that they're going to help me write and they're going to help me set up this coaching business. And I am so beyond excited because I think I finally figured out a way to move past all of the things that have happened to me and to my family, to my boys, and figure out a way to do better. I'm so excited for this year. I'm so excited to be working, to be doing things that I'm passionate about, things that I care about. But it took me coming face to face with a really dark moment. I mean, I'm sorry, seeing your ex with her girls and her ex. I know a lot of men that could have crippled. And I was almost one of them. I'm okay saying that, sure, it still bothers me a little bit, but I'm so looking forward to the success and the things that I will be able to do for my family and for myself. So be on the lookout, people, because I'm leveling up. I can't wait to talk to you more. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say and your thoughts on things and how I can help. Until then, keep it simple. I'll talk to you soon.